Fun.
I don't think we should spend or waste another 4 years negotiating about the negotiation. I think we should just get on with it. I view President Obama's visit here along with Secretary Kerry as an opportunity to reset this and get back to the business of genuine negotiations, direct, unimpeded negotiations without preconditions between Israel and the Palestinians.
All right, Netanyahu chomping at the bit to work on peace. Will we ever have peace in the Middle East? Boy, that's the $10 million question. I've been hearing about it since I was a little kid, probably in third grade. So Israel, by the way, awarding President Obama the country's Presidential Medal of Distinction during this upcoming visit. And Israeli President Shimon Peres's office is saying that Obama will be recognized for what they're calling unique and significant contribution to strengthen the state of Israel and the security of its citizens. In other words, we're going to warm him up before he gets here. And then when he gets here and visits us in March, it's his first as president. So we're very excited about this because, remember, Obama has a tense relationship with Prime Minister Netanyahu. And this is over the West Bank settlement policies and the lack of the peace process, frankly, with what's going on between the Israelis and the Palestinians. So that's where we begin here on America Tonight, for this hour anyway, with me, Kate Delaney. There's still a lot of conversation about the cruise ship nightmares, and at this point, hey, the ship has sailed, and now it's about whether or not people are going to sue Carnival Cruise, but do they really have a leg to stand on? And the answer is you got to read the fine print. These people have been to the rodeo or been out to sea a few times with a few problems and understand the legalese of what you need to put into any kind of an agreement with somebody that's going to be a passenger on your ship. What is interesting is this nightmare cruise, which it turned into, they actually found the cause. Kudos to the Coast Guard. They found the cause of the fire and say it was a leak is what caused the problem. And the leak is what started the fire is what it was. And since they've been with the ship, the investigators, since it arrived Thursday in Mobile, Alabama, they've been talking to passengers before they left, crew, forensic analysis, all that stuff goes from, you know, the bow to the stern and everywhere in between so they can accurately determine causes and whatnot. So the cause is the oil return line that leaked as it stretches from the number 6 engine to the fuel tank. That's what caused the fire. And I thought they had a fire like this before. The fire, because of the leak, could have potentially been serious. The problem is the oil's under pressure, and what happens in the case of a fuel oil leak where you have a fire like that is it's leaked in such a way that it sprays out in a mist. In the engine room, you have many hot surfaces, of course, so once the mist is out there, it hits this hot surface, it'll flash into flame. And that's lucky that they acted quickly and got that out, or it would have burned, they say, through other parts of the ship. Engine room fires that can't be suppressed usually results in the loss of the entire ship. Oh my goodness. Can you imagine that if the fire had gone through there? I shudder to think what that trip would have been like. But the fire paralyzed the ship on February 10th, leaving them drifting in the Gulf of Mexico until tugboats towed it to Mobile. And passengers said that the conditions were harsh. We know that. We've heard those kinds of stories with toilets that are overflowing and long lines for food and people hoarding food and crazy odors and tent cities. And the list goes on and on and on and on. And I think it's great that they determined what the cause of the fire was. But there's much more to go on this, you know, on this with what happened with this cruise. And I think it'll be interesting to see if anybody is successful in their lawsuit, because it's very rare to have success when you're suing one of these boats. It's just a known factor, and a lot of that is, I point back to the print on the tickets that you sign. There's a disclaimer that is hidden, disguised pretty well, that you don't, that people just sign. They don't even think twice about it because they've cruised so many times, or they've heard from friends about the cruise and they're not concerned about the cruise. And I think in this case, there were a lot of people that were new to cruising. It was their first time. Not everybody on the boat, certainly, but there were a lot of people that had never been on a boat before and were absolutely stunned by what happened to this boat and causing it to just float and then have to be pushed in. Wow. I mean, absolutely crazy, and had to be some moments where your mind would wonder and think about, what if this and what if that and what if we're aborted and oof. So in the investigation, the fact that they're moving on now faster than it was originally thought is probably a very, very good thing, a much better chance to determine if there was some other factors or something else that was there, or some of the other things I think that that happened that may be contributing factors, rather, as they move along, and whether these cases get thrown out or not. Speaking of being thrown out, Chuck Hagel must feel like he's being thrown out in all this conversation about Israel. Hagel disavowed his comments in the past about Israel. So he wants this gig. He sent a letter to one of his biggest critics saying, you know, that he couldn't remember this report from 2007 and doesn't understand it. And he, you know, this, there was a blog post that was written in 2007 about Hagel's speech on U.S. policy towards Iran. Hagel wrote to Senator Lindsey Graham saying, "I don't recall making any such statement or ever making any similar statement. I completely disavow," is how he said it, "the contents of the alleged statement attributed to me." And Graham was on Fox News Sunday and said that the letter satisfied his question about the comment, which was described, not quoted, in that 2007 post. Here's the bottom line. Is Hagel going to be the defense secretary or not? I think with the views about Israel and Iran, his position on nuclear arms, they've been the concern of the Republicans with his nomination, and they also wanted additional info on him from the Obama guys about the September attacks on the U.S. diplomatic mission in Benghazi, which was provided late last week. And the Republican senators called Hagel's nomination last week with a filibuster, you know, trying to stall it. Say it's expected to pass in a vote when they return from the week recess. So a whole week to think about being ditched by a big chunk of Congress, coming back and trying to do more since you really now decide you want this job. All right, we're flipping to the B-side. Stay with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
Do you need to come here and help us? We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Boy, I really feel like some Boutini beef ravioli and perhaps some beef tortellini. You know, when you work the third shift, and many of you can relate, you have this little hunger bug that sometimes kicks in the wee hours. That's why your Denny's, IHOPs, those kind of things that are open 24 hours are really awesome when you need it. But I don't know, a can of beef ravioli sounds pretty good, except for I'd have to put the brakes on that. Horse meat has found its way into those ready-to-eat meals sold mostly across Europe in a meat mislabeling scandal that has shaken the food industry. Yep, Nestle SA has withdrawn beef pasta meals for sale in Italy and Spain. They tested it for a horse, and they got that DNA. The Nestle people say the contaminated beef was supplied by somebody else, one of their suppliers. So Nestle withdrew from sale frozen meat as well, worried about what this will do to them. It's such a, obviously, it's a very, very big deal. Horse meat in the product. Come on. Somebody is cutting some corners. Well, we have this horse. We'll just cut it up and they'll never know the difference. Will they know the difference? I don't think they'll never know the difference. Yeah, give me a break. Awful. It is official. Oscar Pistorius has been charged with the premeditated murder of his model girlfriend. The prosecutor rather said Tuesday that Pistorius shot 29-year-old Reva Stenkamp four times through the bathroom door of his home, in a guarded and gated community. So you just wonder what happened, you know, what happened here by all accounts of the kind of person he was. It doesn't match up. His family says police evidence will show there should be no murder charge in the shooting. Pistorius in a gray suit, blue shirt and tie, was very grim in court, nodding after the chief magistrate asked if he was well. And now he is facing those murder charges. So people are talking about, why would he murder his girlfriend? We go from that uplifting story to another really killer, sad story. Mindy McCready, who was supposedly turning her life around, tried to get help for the way she was struggling. She was even part of the cast of Celebrity Rehab 3 with Dr. Drew Pinsky. She came off pretty sympathetic, and during the time it was on and when it ran, McCready, though, was devastated after the January death of her boyfriend, David Wilson, and apparently she committed suicide on Sunday. The sheriff's deputies found her, and it's, just awful. You have to think it's got to be connected possibly to his death, because the word was that she was going to get some kind of help because she seemed so distraught. So there you go. I mean, a woman shooting herself to death is such a rarity anyway. I can remember reports of women committing suicide, but far and few in between, and not with a gun. So, you know, slitting wrists or doing some other thing, but just a terrible. The McCready had a seizure on one of the shows, and tests showed that she had brain damage, and some people think this might have been part of the abusive relationship that she endured with a former partner who she had a son with, Billy McKnight. But now it's Mindy McCready who shot the dog before the apparent suicide, and just an awful, awful thing for family and people close to her, and just the fact that she was in rehab and nobody stopped her is craziness. All right, this is, I think, a very, very big day and a very fitting ending to what was mass chaos at one point. You think of 1993 and the World Trade Center bombing and how scary that was for so many people. Well, the convicted terrorist serving life with no parole plus 240 years for masterminding the 93 World Trade Center bombing filed a lawsuit arguing he should be let out of solitary confinement because he doesn't like it, huh? Yamsi Yosef is hoping he can persuade the judge to end the 24-hour solidarity from a Colorado prison, rather known as Fortress in the Rockies. He said he made the request to end his confinement and asked to be in a unit in an open prison environment where inmates are allowed outside their cells for no less than 14 hours a day. And he's saying, I've been in solitary confinement in the United States since February 8th, 1995, with no end in sight. No end in sight. That is a very long time. And he doesn't want to be in handcuffs and all that other stuff when he moves about outside. He was convicted of masterminding the 93 bombing, which killed six, injured more than 1,000. He's also convicted of trying to kill Pope John Paul and President Clinton and plotting to bomb planes. His terror acts were definitely, they have the trail, were funded by Al-Qaeda. His uncle, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who is allegedly the mastermind behind the September 11 attacks, that's all tied up neatly, who's connected to whom, and thoughts on what could have been, what ultimately happened. He should be behind bars, and he is, barring some kind of miracle. So, you know, that's the name of that tomb. All right, quickly, we're going to squish in one more thing here. In all the research I'm doing and talking to people about guns and all that other stuff, it's amazing when you look around at the various laws states have. The Colorado House, the latest, approving gun control measures despite the opposition, so not caring about that. And the fact that we're talking about in Washington a law that was put together apparently very hastily, would allow the police to come in and search your home if you're a gun owner once a year. I mean, what's that about? So you legally own guns, you're prepared, you're aware of what the gun can do, you feel comfortable, and you're penalized for it? I mean, come on, what a cockamamie idea that really would be constitutionally challenged. And I'm assuming it will be, because the proposal certainly restricts the Second Amendment and won't prevent, you know, what we're talking about with these, shootings. So the Colorado House, with their new gun control measure, even though they had massive opposition, but they had enough people to pass, and there were some pretty emotional debates, and that's drawn a lot of attention from the people in D.C., even the ones vacationing. They tried to address the recent shootings, and the bills were among four that the Democratic-controlled House passed amid some pretty strong resistance from Republicans, who were joined by a few Democrats to make some of the votes close. One of the things that's being proposed is this ammunition restriction, limiting magazines to 15 rounds, rather, for firearms, 8-4 shotguns. This is something that went through, and even Democratic Congresswoman Rhonda Fields says, enough is enough. I'm sick and tired of hearing about bloodshed. Let's do something about this. And she's a representative of the district where the shootings at the theater, the movie theater, happened last summer. Seems like it was almost yesterday when I was there visiting in Ocean City, New Jersey, and we were talking about what happened in the theater, and it was absolutely shocking. Now the Colorado House approves new gun control measures, even though there's a lot of blowback on that. Any thoughts on the show? Flip them to me at americatonight.net.
Would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Crazy stories that are being reported, like the gun threat at a Florida school that was withheld from parents for a month. If I were a parent, I would not be happy if a child that went to that school, because I want to know. Tell me what happens. You know, I know you can't be 100%. You don't have a net wrapped around the building, but if there's danger, I certainly want to be made aware of it. And this was at the Timber Creek High School in Orlando. Students and parents are now starting to get some of the details, and the sheriff's deputies are saying, look, this was credible. This was a dangerous, dangerous threat by two classmates who were going to steal an arsenal of weapons and shoot classmates, some of them just randomly, just pinging them off, and others on a hit list. And this happened a month ago. It was posted on Facebook. They had some definite specifics on it, and one of the boys lost their nerve, but the weapons were found in both of their houses. So they were going to do it. They were plotting to do this. So it wasn't just, you know, here it is, boom, online. I'm just throwing this out there. But no, they had actually gone as far as to gather all of what they were going to use. They're going to look at some students and get them, ones that they had listed on their list and their hit list, and others were just going to be random. I mean, that is very, very scary. and very, very, very worrisome parent learning of this later has to be freaked out by this. I mean, has to be really, really freaked out. And what's wild is that this is the kids that they were talking about, or one of the kids anyway, they say, had, was mentally ill. And the fact is that there were two involved in it, and that the students had agreed to taking hallucinogenics. They had dates and all this other stuff, and they had access to the weapons and all the things that they needed. So, man, to me, if I were a teacher at that school and I knew how to shoot, I don't know, I might be driven to thinking this might not be such a bad idea for teachers to have guns in the classroom. Certainly an armed guard situation has to be, come on. I mean, is that not a layup? What's the big deal there if you can pay for it? If there is budget money, if it's a possibility that it's not a big deal or you can raise the money, then I think it's worth it. So we have that, and then, of course, I mentioned the fact that it's just official. It's all over now. I think if you flip around, you can probably find it all over the Internet. But the coroner confirming that no assault weapons have been used in the Sandy Hook shooting, because we kept hearing the line over and over and over and over and over again, and that just went away. A lot of that just went away, but it's not true. The coroner saying that, and there was a big difference, obviously, in what happened, because I think more than anything, even forget the AR-15, but the fact that he didn't get a rifle from the background check, they wouldn't give it to him. That wouldn't happen. So he tried to do it, but he was turned down for it. So it did actually work. All right, this is the time of the show that we like to go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. This one from Fred, who says, hello, Ms. Delaney. I've been listening to the show. I've heard people say how long they've been listening, so I'm going to throw it out. I've been listening to the show off and on, depending on my schedule, for about 3 years now, and I thoroughly enjoy it. I have to say, I really wanted to be somebody who called Nail the Score this season, but my work schedule did not permit it. I tried to stay up, but I was on an earlier shift and got moved around, so that wasn't possible. Don't know if you saw this or not, but I'm probably assuming that you did, as you keep up on everything that's happening. The TV news anchor who was arrested for trying to choke his wife, I know you're in the business, do you think the guy loses his job, or do you think he retains his job based on some of the things that have been said, that, you know, they're kind of both backing off a little bit, but she's got some kind of marks around her neck, so will he actually be bounced, or will he get to keep his job? I'm just curious, because I would think that this might put somebody in a dangerous position with, you know, a contract and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's interesting. A lot of contracts, a lot of broadcasting contracts would have morals clauses, and that would go to a morals clause. So if he's got that in the contract, and things stand as they are, and the police say, yeah, this was a domestic violence call, and this is how, you know, we're reporting it, and here's the, you know, photographs or whatever, I would say there could be a very good chance that the anchor in question might be removed, because it's, this is New York City, and this is a high-profile position that he's in. So I would say, yeah, there's a good chance of that, because, you know, with domestic violence, I've said this before, without a doubt, is the one thing that cops hate to respond to, because they know how bloody dangerous it is. And this guy, Rob Morrison, is on a very, very big station, WCBS. So he is charged with attempting to strangle his wife after something that happened at their house in Connecticut. And, you know, the charges are second-degree strangulation. Imagine if it had happened, whether he just freaked out or whatever. Also, second-degree threatening, disorderly conduct. And I think they're in shock at this station from what I understand. His wife is a reporter for CBS Money Watch, so she's also visible. He's free on bond, but he's going to go back in court on a Tuesday. WCBS is just ducking and covering. They're not saying anything about, you know, how they feel about it. And this is a guy who was someone who's been in New York for a while and kind of moved around to different places. And he's been on the Weekend Today Show and MSNBC and whatnot. And now they're kind of releasing a statement saying that they're confident that the allegations were greatly exaggerated, because they realized probably, oh, this is it. If the station hasn't said anything, but the station could easily drop him, I'm sure he has a morals clause. So the long answer to your question, I'm sorry, is yes, absolutely. He could very well be dropped. I don't know what his contract reads, but I'm thinking it's not good for him. All right, quickly, here's a couple of more. I'm going to rifle them off fast-like here, including this about I-95. Growing up, we always talked about how in parts I-95 could be so dangerous. And then you put the right weather conditions there, and it's a bit of chaos. So over the weekend, you had 26 people that were injured with snow, and there was massive crashes in Connecticut. You know, they had 30 cars at just a two-exit area, a well-known area, West Haven, Connecticut, and the whole area up and down that border from upstate New York to the east coast of Maine had cold wind chills, lots of snow that started to come down, winds up to 50 to 70 miles an hour. That does that blowing snow thing. It means high drifts up to several feet, and then that definitely creates the conditions where you don't want to see it, because you've got how many, 26 cars piled up and cancellations, and it's just a nightmare. I think you're going to see that we'll have more, maybe one or two more storms before the winter is completely through with us. Probably one or two more. All right, here's one from Jacob, who says, Kate, what do they do in Washington when, you know, the aides and whatnot, when the Congress people and the senators are gone for a week? Is it just a party downtime for the younger people that are hanging out and live there? Well, certainly I can't speak for everybody who works for the various senators and Congress people, but sometimes they're actually doing something. They're traveling somewhere else, like Marco Rubio's in Jordan and Israel. I bet he's got maybe one person at least with him, maybe more than that. So sometimes they're traveling back to the district with them. Maybe they have a day or two off, but they're out shaking hands and talking to people that they represent. And so it might not necessarily be a full-on week off. It seems like if you're an underling, you are always working. I mean, you are always on the clock, except for maybe Christmas. Maybe New Year's and a few other holidays, but a lot of times even on those holidays, like the patriotic ones like 4th of July and Labor and Memorial, sometimes the people are out, Congress or Senate, a senator is out at an event. That means the aides are always out there pumping out the press and trying to get coverage. Hope that answered that question.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
With me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. Longest kiss ever. Really. How do you record the longest kiss? How do you determine who has the longest kiss? How do you do that? Riddle me that. When I heard it, I said to myself, do you think there's anybody that could actually challenge it? Then, as I dug a little bit deeper, I found out that the couple that has the record for the longest kiss, it's actually 58 hours. Can you imagine? To be specific, 58 hours, 35 minutes, and 58 seconds. Ooh, there was 14 couples. They were at a shopping mall. Isn't it always a shopping mall? Some wacky contest that somebody throws. In Thailand last week, they tried to win a kissing competition by Chusad's Waxworks Museum, and a couple outlasted everybody with that long of a kiss. Ugh, would you even want to kiss again after that? I would think not. So what happens? They're exhausted. They don't sleep for 2.5 days. They're standing. They're weak. They're exhausted. Again, let me say it again. They're whipped. What happens? They set the Guinness Book of World Records deal. They get a gift certificate, not a gift certificate, they get a certificate that says, you have just set a record. But the problem is, okay, so what? What do they get after that? Anything? Do they get any money? Like, are they doing this for cash? What's happening? Now, they did get some cash. But how much cash would be worth it for you to be in that position for that many hours? For me, that's impossible. No way. No way can I do it. Are you kidding me? I can't even imagine what the numerical amount would be. But this couple won $9,000 in cash and prizes. You have to do it for two straight days. Let me say it again. That is insanity, I tell you. So that may be one of the craziest numbers. All right, this one's my favorite number on the day. The meteor that crashed into Russia was about 55 feet in diameter, weighed 10,000 tons, was made from kind of stony material. It's the largest object to hit the Earth in, guess what, a century. And nobody was killed. How awesome is that? It's as big as the one that smashed in Siberia that you read about in books in 1908. I guess it happens every maybe 100 years. And when it lands, they get a better idea, the researchers, about the composition and all that kind of stuff. But luckily, nobody was killed. Nobody was killed, which is crazy. So there's been about 100 meteorites that originated on the moon. There's 100 that originated on Mars. Each meteorite is basically a time capsule, and it records history of the solar system for 4.5 billion years ago. So when you get a new meteorite, you never really know what you're going to find. So this, to scientists and researchers, is incredibly exciting. And the best part is, because nobody was killed, it's easy to extract it, not have everyone all upset. And that's what they're able to do. And that is very, very lucky that you didn't have people that were wiped out. A different place, like one of our cities, it would have been a different story. All right, the latest Die Hard franchise movie, we're up to 5 for Bruce Willis, now has Ryan in a very big way compared to some of the other movies that it was up against. But still not incredible. It's under $40 million. However, what's interesting is I saw an awesome headline about Die Hard. There's always lots of blown-up things, especially cars and whatnot. I guess they destroyed 132 cars for the Die Hard movie. And you know how much 132 cars is worth, right? 132 cars is worth, ready for this, $11 million. $11 million for all those car crashes. Wow. How crazy is that? Think about it. What you could do with that money. And Die Hard, the fifth one? I mean, come on, the fifth one? Yeah. I don't know. I say good for Bruce Willis, but at the same time, oh, what you could really do with that kind of cash. Don't they use different things with graphics now that would have prevented having to kill off as many cars? I'm just thinking there would be other ways you could put that money to good use. How about this? Jerry Buss, the Laker owner, dying, and what a legacy he lived through upon buying the Lakers, and what happened, obviously, in the last 4 decades for the Los Angeles Lakers. But Buss, who people were worried about his health, all of a sudden out of nowhere, though, the story breaks that, that he has died, and he seemed like one of these guys who almost had 9 lives. And if you go back and you think of the NBA Finals, the Lakers reached the NBA Finals 16 times. They won 10 championships under Jerry Buss. He died at the age of 80. And I love the quote that I've been reading all over the place where he said, "I don't just want winners. I want champions." And that's pretty much how he was, and that's how the Lakers were built. That's what he tried to make that team into. And under his ownership, the Lakers were the NBA's winningest franchise because of because really of the, I think because of the way his standard was and some of the pairings for Jerry Buss and who he, you know, who he surrounded himself with and who he picked for his teams, to guide his teams. He picked some very, very good coaches, obviously. And that was, to me, the reason why the Lakers, that's what pushed them over the top. Some great coaching and some really, really good players with, you know, without a doubt. And when he started, he didn't have a ton of money, but he worked through the risks and all that kind of stuff and was pretty innovative kind of guy. He co-founded the Prime Ticket Network in 1985 and went from there, and the rest is history, what he was able to do with the Lakers and how quickly he could actually get the Lakers underneath his wing, and it worked out in a very, very big way. All right, moving along to another numerical moment that is worth mentioning here in America tonight. As I always am fond of saying, we look around, numbers completely surround us, sometimes horrifying numbers when you think of what's happening in other parts of the world, and sometimes positive numbers when you think of what we're doing here in the United States and all the backs we're protecting in some pretty heavily areas that are just crawling with Taliban or Al-Qaeda or, you know, whatnot. All right, a 7-member delegation of the U.S. lawmakers went to Cuba on Monday, and this is an effort to move forward political relations, and it's been at a standstill, as you know, for a very, very long time. But the 6 Democrats that went there to see Castro were also there to see if they could, like I said, advance the progress ultimately for Cuba and America, and to try to open up what could be maybe a much more peaceful transition for the people in Cuba, and to which I say a very fat chance that that's going to happen. So one of those members jailed as a result, and Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy met with Cuban President Raul Castro and others a year ago, trying to push for a release on this stalemate.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.